Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A high school student from Indiana in the hospital after being found at the bottom of a swimming pool last night. The story from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
According to the Lake County Sheriff's Department, a 14-year-old boy was found at the bottom of the Calumet High School pool in Gary. Police say the incident happened after football practice when the pool was kept open for players. The teen is on the team. Police say the boy was rushed to community hospital in Munster, but his condition is not known. CBS 2 reports, however, he is alive. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
It's been more than a month since a man says he deposited cash in an ATM at a Fifth Third Bank branch on the South Side, and he says he's still waiting for answers about where the money went.
It was August 9th when Curran Carradine says he deposited $3,000 in cash in an ATM at a Fifth Third Bank branch at 79th and Stony Island. There was an error message, he told CBS 2, but the machine took his money. He went inside and was told to contact customer service.
I've been reaching out, waiting for callbacks, no response.
Someone eventually told him the ATM balanced out.
The proof is on a receipt, so they could review the cameras.
Fifth Third now says a specialist is looking into the matter. Carradine, who works at the Ford plant, says he's planning to use the money for a vacation later this month. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Police in Southwest Suburban Burbank say a man is in custody in connection with the alleged sexual assault of a 14-year-old girl on Monday. Authorities say the girl was on her way to St. Lawrence High School when the man threatened her with a gun and forced her into an alley on the 7800 block of Central, where she was assaulted. The suspect's name is not being released pending filing of formal charges. Chicago's Inspector General says the way Chicago police vehicles have been maintained could have put officers and the public at greater risk.
Inspector General Joe Ferguson released an audit of how the city's Department of Fleet and Facility Management handled the maintenance of Chicago police vehicles in 2017. Ferguson says the audit found only about 13% of police vehicles received preventative maintenance in a timely manner, largely because Fleet and Facility Management delayed requests to CPD to bring vehicles in for service. Ferguson also says inaccurate data kept Fleet and Facility Management from knowing how effectively it was managing the police fleet. Ferguson says Fleet and Facility Management has taken steps and is promising to make additional changes to bring Chicago police vehicle maintenance up to industry standards. Jim Gutis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Chicago aldermen are giving preliminary approval to a measure to make the city inspector general's report on major incidents public.
The city council's ethics committee, chaired by Alderman Michelle Smith, passed an ordinance that could see the release of reports by the inspector general if they're sustained and really serious.
Those reports that concern the most serious things that can happen, someone dying, and felonies in which there are a compelling public interest.
The report on the Laquan McDonald police killing could be released, but Alderman Ray Lopez says that doesn't go far enough. All sustained reports should be released.
And you need to show who are the bad actors in the departments that the Inspector General routinely does reports on. Say who they are.
The Fraternal Order of Police has expressed opposition to the ordinance. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Northern Illinois University says fall enrollment has hit its lowest level in 50 years. The Daily Chronicle reports the 10-day enrollment totals indicate a 3% drop from last year, with a student enrollment of 16,609 students. Experts say enrollment declines have been an issue at most Illinois public universities in recent years for a number of reasons, including the state's budget issues and aggressive recruiting by schools in other states. The icon of the Virgin Mary, which the faithful say was weeping at a Northwest Side parish, may soon be taken out of that church because the diocese wants a closer look.
It's the way the parish priest announced that the icon was weeping, a post on Facebook. The leader of the diocese that oversees Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church, His Eminence Metropolitan Nathaniel, says that was not appropriate.
There's no reason to think that this is not legitimate, but again, I can't make that statement definitively until we actually sit and pray and discern. There are miracles every day. my friend. We're alive, and that's a miracle.
Metropolitan Nathaniel says the parish priest has agreed to temporarily turn the icon over to the diocese. Steve Miller, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.